all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will start the classes of the month of Ramadan. And before discussing about the month of Ramadan, we need to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Okay, and actually today the title of the class is Sincerity, the Lost Jewel. Okay, and the class will be related to sincerity, because sincerity is a must for any deed to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the month of Ramadan is the month of the good deeds. So for our deeds to be accepted in the month of Ramadan, it must be having the character of sincerity. Okay, so let us know about the importance of sincerity for our belief and how we have to attain it before the month of Ramadan, so that inshallah our all good deeds will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In order to know about the sincerity, we will start from the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Bayyinah, Surah number 98, verse number 5.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة.
صدق الله العظيم. Up to ayah, verse number 5.
And they were commanded not, but that they should worship Allah and worship none but Him alone, abstaining from ascribing partners to Him, and perform as-salat, the prayers, and give zakat, obligatory charity. And that is the right religion.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying to us in verse number 5, which is related to our topic today, which is sincerity, that the religion is clear and the faith is simple throughout the ages. It is simply the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Sincere and pure submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Detachment from polytheism. The establishment of regular worship and the payment of the prescribed zakah. Okay? So the basic fundamental need for the pure faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sincerity. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever leaves this world with sincerity to Allah Almighty, the one and the only one, and performs the prayer and pays the zakat, will die in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, actually, performing the prayers and paying the zakah will be accepted when they are done with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be maintained through your sincerity. Okay, so it will be the question, what is the meaning of sincerity? In order to know the meaning of sincerity, we will read from Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 1 and 2. Always, when we want to have the proofs and the clarifications, we have it from the Quran and the Sunnah, so that it will be, you know, this is the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all your proofs has to be from the Book of Allah, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the words of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, to know about the sincerity in more detail, we will read Surah number 39, Surah number 39, verse number 1 and 2. Okay? 1 and 2.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. إِنَّا
سورة الزمر والتنزيل الكتاب من الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم. إنا أنزلنا إليك الكتاب بالحق فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين.
The revelation of this book, the Quran, is from Allah, the Almighty, the All-Wise. Verily, we have sent down the book to you, O Muhammad, in truth. So worship Allah alone, by doing religious deeds sincerely, for Allah's sake only.
Okay. So here, actually, in the Arabic Quran, okay, which is the Quran. Okay, the Quran is the Arabic Quran. The other English or whatever other language is the translation. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is a command to every follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having the sincerity, okay, in worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity. So whatever act you do it in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it must be done with sincerity. Okay? So this is the importance of the sincerity, okay, as mentioned to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is to say, the address is to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the recipient of the Quran. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, verily we have sent down the book to you, O Muhammad, in truth, so worship Allah by doing good deeds sincerely. Okay, so the book with the recipient of the book is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the address is to Prophet Muhammad, and but whatever is addressed to Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, it is for all the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The command is to worship Allah alone, to be sincere in your devotion, and to conduct your life on this basis. Basis of sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a complete system. Okay, starting with a firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, translated into a way of life that will affect your individual life and will affect your community. So a sincere believer, according to these verses, okay, a sincere believer will be believing in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting himself only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bowing his head only to none and to none except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking asking nothing from others, okay? For the sincere believer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the powerful. Indeed, all other creatures are weak. They are unable to do him or themselves either harm or good. Okay, this is the basics of the belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the only powerful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he has the power. The creator, the owner, the sustainer, the planner, everything up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. All the other creatures, they cannot attain any harm or good for themselves or for the other, because everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is powerless. Okay, so as a sincere believer, okay, I will submit myself only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so long that I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power. Okay, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who bestows the favors. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who withholds the favors. As we discussed last week, that the owner of everything in the heavens and in the earth is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we believed last week that whatever we have in this life are just loans from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to get whatever he gave us as a loan, to get it back at any time, according to his wisdom, according to his justice. We cannot interfere. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me 3 kids as a loan, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to take them back at any moment, okay, because I am not the owner of anything. The only owner in this life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is the one who bestows the favors and the blessings, and he is the one who can withhold them at any time. Okay, and actually, if this is the reality, why you will turn yourself to anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help, when all are weak and only Allah has the power? So why I will turn myself to anyone? I turn myself to the only power. to the only will, the only power, and the only will is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I only turn myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the sincere believer. Okay. Also, the sincere believer recognizes the unity of the system that conduct all the affairs in the universe. Okay, all the affairs in the universe are conducted according to the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should realize that the code of living which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for the mankind is planned to achieve harmony between you and all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe, to serve the mankind, to help us to have a good life. Okay, so there must be a harmony between me as a mankind and all the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will give me a feeling of peace and a feeling of tranquility. Okay, and also it will make me not to hurt, not to destroy, not to harm any of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all the universe in harmony. There is nothing against something against the other. Okay, or are supposed to be in harmony. This is the sincere believer. Okay, those whom they are supposed to follow the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are living their life with the belief that I am living in harmony with all the universe. I love the tree, I love the birds, I love the sea, I love the people, I love the weather, I love everything. Allah created everything for me in this life and I am the master on the earth. Okay, so I am supposed to have peace and tranquility. Okay, and I am supposed to be in a good relation with all the universe around me. This is the benefits of the sincere belief in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, a sincere believer obeys the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he will have all his actions and behavior as a translation of the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So long as I am a believer in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so when you will ask me, Sister Mona, from where, what are the basic of all your actions, I will tell you the rules of my God, the rules of my Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, and also, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the sayings and the deeds and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, because I am a true believer in the unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I follow all the commands all my life. Okay, I am living my life, okay, the way of my life is up to the rules of the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So actually it was the declaration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, outlining the importance of sincerity. As mentioned in Surah Al-Zumar, the same surah, we will read verse from number 11 to number 16 to know about the declaration of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding being sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we read from 11 to 16. Okay.
قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين وأمرت لأن أكون أول المسلمين قل إني أخاف إن عصيت ربي عذاب يوم عظيم قل الله أعبد مخلصا له ديني فاعبدوا ما شئتم من دونه قل إن الخاسرين الذين خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين لهم من فوقهم ظلل من النار ومن تحتهم ظلل ذلك يخوف الله به عباده يا عبادي فاتقون.
Say, O Muhammad, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing religious deeds sincerely for His sake only. And I am commanded this in order that I may be the first of those who submit themselves to Allah in Islam as Muslims. Say, O Muhammad, verily if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of a great day. Say, O Muhammad, Allah alone I worship by doing religious deeds sincerely for His sake only, and not to show off, and not to set up rivals with Him in worship. So, worship what you like besides Him. Say, O Muhammad, the losers are those who will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. Verily, that will be a manifest loss. They shall have coverings of fire above them and covering of fire beneath them. With this, Allah does frighten His slaves. O my slaves, therefore, fear me.
Thank you very much. Okay. Actually, we need to reflect on these verses, which we just read it now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us in these verses that He is saying, Allah is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, O Muhammad, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him and doing the religious deeds seriously for His sake only. This is the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a command for every Muslim. Okay? This command, none can say, Oh Allah, I will not be able to do. If you are not able to do this command, okay, so you are not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so you will be punished. Okay, because we Muslims actually are having confusion about our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator and is the owner, sustainer, planner, everything up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only power and the only will, accordingly, and also I am owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment to judge my deeds in this life and to send me either to the hellfire or to the paradise. So I have to have the full confidence that if I want to save myself, I have to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have to be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught me this knowledge. Okay, this is how we have to have the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Oh Allah, I am very thankful. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us the opportunity to learn this knowledge. Okay, the knowledge is that there are commands. If you follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will save our life. If you do your deeds with sincerity, your deeds will be accepted and it will be the way for your happy life in this life and for the paradise. If you will not follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that you don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the shaitan is there, the mankind, okay, and he will come to the mankind from the right and from the left and from the front and from the back to turn them away from the right path. Okay, he will have his rule on the mankind, all the mankind, except those whom they have the sincerity. If you have the sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan will not have any rule on your spirit. Okay? So this is the importance of the sincerity. Okay? The importance of the sincerity is that you have to believe that I am a servant and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord. I am living this life to follow the commands of the Lord. I am not living this life to choose. Okay, I agree for that command and I don't agree for that command. I like this command, it is easy for me. The other one is not easy for me, I will not follow it. This is not the way, or this is not the description of a sincere believer. The sincere believer is a believer whom he is living this life to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to submit himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the matters. Okay, I am just a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is guiding me. I am very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is guiding me. Whatever He will command me, immediately I will follow it. Okay, this is the sincere believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reality of the belief. If you are a true believer, sincere believer, you will just follow this rule in your life. Whatever Allah commanded me, I have to. And I am very thankful that He guided me to the truth. He wants me to be in the paradise. He wants me to live a happy life because he guided me. He mentioned to me all the rules in his book very clearly. And he clarified to me, this is the right path, okay? And this is what you, the benefits which you will have it. This is the correct way, wrong way, the shaitan, and this is the punishment. I am your Lord, I am guiding you. Don't follow the shaitan at all, he is your main enemy. Just follow my commands so that I will save you. Allah wants to save every one of us. This is how we have all the time to have the feeling that Allah is the most merciful. Allah is the most merciful because he is sending the Quran, giving us commands so that we will follow the commands and we will be saved. So the goal of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to save us. Okay? So this means that I have to have this feeling of I am so thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am so grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I recite these verses of the Quran, I tell to myself, how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is clarifying to me everything and he is commanding me to do the right path so that I will save myself and I will be rewarded. So this is a sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I recite these verses, I tell to myself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who loves all his servants. Okay, because he wants to save them. He is clarifying to them what is beneficial for them, what will destroy them. This, if you follow these commands, you will be saved. If you follow the shaitan, you will be in the hellfire. Many, 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 many times in the Quran. Okay, so that we will have ears to listen and eyes, you know, to see, okay, and minds to reflect and spirit to believe, okay. So again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these verses, he is saying to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that whoever is considering himself or herself a follower of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she has to follow this command. Whoever loves Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she wants to meet Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will tell her, this is very good from you, you follow my whatever Allah is commanding me, you, me, whatever Allah command Prophet Muhammad, you follow. So Prophet Muhammad will tell you, you were a righteous servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, you are one of my followers. Okay, I am very happy that these are the ummah of the Muslims. Okay, this is the ummah of the Muslims whom they follow Prophet Muhammad to the paradise. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is waiting for his ummah to come with all the righteous deeds. How we will be his followers on the day of judgment when we will follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in the Quran say, O Muhammad, say, O Muhammad, O Muhammad. Okay? This is the reality of the Quran. Okay, before the month of Ramadan, which the Muslim just recited while they are cooking. Okay, just recited to finish it. Just recited to have the burden of the Quran out of their shoulder, and then they will have their free time to watch the television and to enjoy, you know, the food of the month of Ramadan. You see, this is how we have to handle the Quran. This is how we have to wake up before the month of Ramadan. Okay, the month of Ramadan is the month which we have to wake up. Okay, to look around where we are, why we are the last of the last, why we are so neglected. Why we are totally destroyed psychologically and financially and everything. Why there must be a reason. Okay? For everything there is a reason. Okay? And everyone is after all the reasons for any worldly benefit. But when you tell to the Muslims, let us evaluate why we are the last regarding the relation with this world, okay, why we are the last as an ummah, everything, everyone will be very selfish. None of my business. The ummah is not my business. My business is myself. My worldly issues. Okay, you will be the last of the last. Because the one who owns the worldly life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not give it to the selfish people. They are living the race of the worldly life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give whatever He wants to give to the true believers, okay, to the sincere, to the living hearts, okay, those whom they are sincere and true believers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these are the living hearts. The rest are dead, just living to eat and to drink and to sleep and to enjoy, and at the end of the day they will be in the soil. That's it. They were never alive. The life hearts are the hearts which are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They live their life through this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So, before the month of Ramadan, everyone has to ask herself or himself, what is going on around us? Why our family issues are not good? Private issues are not good? General Muslim situation, very bad. Why? Why? We are in a very miserable situation. Personal level and Ummah level. There must be reasons. Okay, this is the reason. No sincerity. There is no sincerity with the owner. So the owner is upset. So this is our situation. So in order to improve our situation, personally, because everyone is after his personal issues. So when I send the message, I have to send it to everyone that this is glad tidings for your personal issues, so that they can start to listen. Otherwise, if I say this is for the Ummah, everyone will say none of my business. Okay, tell me something about my personal issues. How can I improve my personal issues? You will not improve your personal issues except when you are close to the one who owns your personal issues. Who owns your personal issues? Whom we discussed last week, that when he wants to give, he will give. When he wants to take back, he will take back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if I want to improve myself, I want to improve my life, I want to improve my kids, I want to improve my ummah, okay, I have to know that there is only one source. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this means that we Muslims are having a problem in our link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this means that we don't have sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying, say, O Muhammad, verily I am commanded to worship Allah alone by obeying Him, doing religious deeds, okay, sincerely for His sake alone. Actually, this is wrong translation. Okay, of this verse. It is not to be translated like this, okay? The correct translation is that, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am commanded to worship Allah and to do all my deeds in a sincere way. Not the religious deeds, all the deeds in a sincere way. That is to say, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He put the religious deeds. It is not the religious deeds. To do the deeds in a religious way. That is to say, in sincerity. All your deeds has to be having this stamp of sincerity. Okay? This is number one. Number two, Prophet Muhammad is commanded to be the first of those who submit themselves to Allah as Muslims. We are the followers of Prophet Muhammad, so everyone has to submit himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because we are the Muslims. Okay? Then say, O Muhammad, verily if I disobey my Lord, I am afraid of the torment of the great day. This is the biggest problem of the Muslims. The biggest problem. You know why? Because everyone is telling, when you ask, are you a Muslim? Oh, yes, of course. You didn't hear my name? I'm a Muslim. Okay, excellent. Very good. You are a Muslim. Are you a believer? Yes, of course. Of course, I am a believer. All praise to Allah. Very good. If you are a believer, what is the meaning of a believer in Islam? A believer in Islam is the Muslim who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His angels, in His books, and in His messengers, okay, and in the decree, the good and the bad, and the day of resurrection. Okay, very good. If I believe that there is a day of resurrection, because everyone is a believer, okay, so you believe that you will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask you about every deed in this worldly life, and every saying, and every look, and every intention. He will ask you about everything. Okay? So if you are a believer, that Allah will ask you about every deed and every intention and everything, are you obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where are those whom they are obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the rules of the Quran? Where is the love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is the support? Where is the good manners? Where is the relation? Where is the sincerity? Where is the deeds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only? I don't care for the people. I am living my life as a believer. I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the issue. When you will evaluate your deeds every night before you sleep, Okay, tells yourself, these are the deeds of someone whom he may meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Can I stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these deeds? In reality, I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many commands in the Quran? Most of the Muslims are not following them. Which we discussed about the shaitan over the last 16 classes. Most of our deeds are the commands of the shaitan. And we discussed this in full details. The envy, the pride, the anger, the riba, drinking, intoxication, gambling, everything. Shaitan rules in our life. So, when you notice that whatever is controlling life now are human, or whatever are living on the earth, Muslims, because I just discuss Muslims. This is my religion. Okay? Most of the Muslims, they follow the rules of the shaitan. Except very little. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified in the Quran. So, this will give me the impression that most of the Muslims are not true believers. Because if they are true believers in the day of judgment, they are supposed to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the commands of the shaitan. But when I look around me, I noted that it is the commands of the shaitan which is controlling most of our life. So this means that we have a problem with our belief. This means that most of us don't believe that we will stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most of us don't believe that there is a day of judgment. For every minor deed you will be asked, you will be questioned, you will be accountable. Okay? So if I have this belief inside my spirit very clear, I will rush to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially, there is a very important fact that none of us knows when our book will be closed. Okay, maybe when you tell me, Sister Mona, are you praying the 5 prayers in time? Not me, someone. You ask someone, she will tell you, inshallah, inshallah. Nowadays, I am praying three times per day, but inshallah, when I am old, I will pray. Okay, did you, excuse me, did you put the head cover? Inshallah, inshallah, when I am above 50, I will go to Hajj and I will put the head cover. Okay, very good. Did you try to recite the Quran every day? Actually, nowadays I am very busy with my kids and with my, work and this and that. But inshallah, inshallah, when I am above 50, inshallah, I will do so and so. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I remember a very real story. My closest friend in faculty of medicine. Okay? She was having a very good heart. But she was not doing good deeds. Now, I realize that belief is that Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Iman, faith is to have a belief in your heart, translated into good deeds. If you don't have good deeds, you have a problem with your belief. My closest friend, may Allah forgive her, because she died at the age of 41. Okay, yes, she was very beautiful. She was very nice. She was from very respectable family. Okay, and she was all the time postponing obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the age of 50. When I tell her, Salwa, put the head cover, she will tell me, Mona, now I am very beautiful and I want to enjoy life, I want to enjoy my beauty, and my husband will be upset because of our prestige and this and that. Inshallah, when I am above 50, I will go to Hajj, I will put complete head cover, complete cover, excellent one, Mona. Okay, I will not put jeans or anything, I will put excellent head cover and I will be so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the age of 50. When she will go at night for big parties, mixing and this and that, drinking and this, I will tell her, Salwa, don't attend this kind of parties. Even you are not drinking, but don't attend this kind of parties. You know, this is shaitan meetings. Oh, Mona, what can I do? This is for the job of my husband. We need to have this socialization, you know, for our life to continue. He is doing his work through this socialization. Inshallah, inshallah, when I am above 50, when I will do Hajj, I will tell him, I will never attend any of this meeting with you.
Then she has two daughters. I was telling her Salwa, and she called them, you know, Angie and this kind of names, you know, foreign names. I tell her, Salwa, why? She told me, Mona, let us enjoy life. Inshallah, after the age of 50, I will teach my daughters Quran and they will be excellent. Let them now enjoy life. Okay? This, I was with her when she was around 28 up to the age of 38. Okay, at the age of 38, you know, this is the reality, sisters, this is the reality of this life. Okay, at the age of 38, because of all this enjoyment, she decided to divorce her husband. Yes, because so long as you are so away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shaitan will mislead all your life. Okay? She felt, suddenly, the shaitan made her to feel that she's very beautiful and she can marry a better man than him. So she started to fight with him and she was divorced. Okay? And she planned to marry a very rich man. Okay? This is the life. And after the age of 50, she will go to Hajj and she will be the best woman over the world. Inshallah. May Allah forgive her. She married another man. The man was this kind. She doesn't know. For 100%, okay, that he was the kind of people whom they are alcohol addict. In spite of the fact that in our country, this kind of people are very, 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 very little. You cannot say that I know someone who is alcohol addict in Egypt. But that man was alcohol addict. When he will be invited to any meeting, he will come with his bottle. So, the result with that, most of her friends stopped talking to her. And she had severe nervous breakdown. You see? And she started to cry day and night, Allah is punishing me. Okay? So I told her, Salwa, yes, Allah is punishing you. Be thankful to Allah that Allah started the punishment in this life. He didn't keep it all for you in the other life. Okay? All your life, Allah was not in the scale, in the schedule. Okay, later on. Okay, she told me, okay, now I will start to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will put my head cover and I will do, you know, I will pray in time and I will stop working. I will do supplication day and night because I want that new husband to stop drinking. It is very bad for me. Everyone is avoiding me. My family is upset with me and this and that. I told her, okay, and actually she started to become very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, within 9 months, you know, she started to have pain all over her body. Allah knows that this is a true story. She was the closest to me before I come to America. Okay? I was trying all the time to, you know, to guide her to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then one day she told me, Mona, she called me on the phone, Mona, I cannot move at all. I went and I told her, why? What happened suddenly? You cannot move this and that. At the end, to cut the story short, okay, they discovered that she has cancer all over her body. And they don't know where it started. The lymph nodes enlarged in all her body, so she cannot move her leg, she cannot move her hands. She was on a bed, not on a chair, just lying on a bed like this, 40 years old, crying day and night. Day and night, her tears are on their face all the time. Allah is punishing me. Allah is punishing me. Within 2 months, she was dead in Paris. And she was sent to Egypt, you know, in the aeroplane. Then she was in the refrigerator. Can you imagine, you know, when you have someone very close to you? Okay, actually at that time I was out of Egypt. I was not living in Egypt. When I came to visit, they told me Salwa was in the refrigerator for 3 days until they can arrange for her to be buried. And that's it. She doesn't have time to do Hajj. She doesn't have time to cover. She doesn't have time to recite the Quran. She doesn't have time to raise her kids according to the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive her. And I am always doing dua for her with my, when I do dua to my parents and all the Muslim, I always include Salwa in my dua so that Allah will forgive her sin. What kind of enjoyment the people are living in this life if they are not obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom they will meet on the day of judgment. Now Salwa died. This is not the problem. The biggest problem is on the day of judgment. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask her and will question her, I have given you wealth and beautiful and beauty and everything. Why you didn't obey my commands? whom you believe was the one whom he is providing you with everything. You were a Muslim. You were supposed to believe that I am the one. Why you didn't obey my commands? Okay? So you know, sister, this is the message before the month of Ramadan. Let us not live this routine life. We don't know what is good, what is bad. Life is going on. We are in the race. I am very busy. I'm busy with what? And busy for what? Everyone has to ask this question, you know, and this will be the theme of the classes of the month of Ramadan. The sincerity. Okay? So again, let us complete the verse. Okay? Allah is saying, say, O Muhammad, Allah alone I worship by doing the deeds, not the righteous, by doing all the deeds sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not to show off and not to set up rivals with Him in worship. Then, you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying? So, worship what you like besides Him. This is the freedom of Islam. Okay, worship. Okay? Say, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the losers are those who lose themselves. Now, may Allah forgive Salwa. Whom Salwa lost? She lost herself. Okay? They lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection. If her daughter will grow up not knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not practicing Islam, she will be the one. Okay, she lost herself and she lost her families on the day of resurrection. Allah will ask every question, everyone, come Salwa, what about these two daughters? Why you didn't? Why you didn't? Why you didn't? You lose yourself and you lose them. Okay, verily, that will be a manifest loss. Okay, so while we are still in this worldly life, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While we are still healthy, while we are still having our minds, while we can still recite the Quran, why I will not rush to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is against obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why we are always very lazy when the issues are related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are so in a hurry when it is related to the worldly enjoyment. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that we are the losers. Okay? Because the hadith which I mentioned in the last week from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those people, the people of happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the deeds of the good deeds easy for them. And the people of the misery, Allah will make the bad deeds easy for them. So when everyone will notice that, oh Allah, the bad deeds are more easy for me. When I want to come to the masjid, I will look and say, oh, the weather is very bad today, I will not come. Okay, you will not come to the masjid when the weather is not good. But when it is a taxi-free weekend in Houston, and the rain is day and night, everyone is running to the shopping mall. No problem. Okay, taxi-free? Yes, taxi-free, I cannot lose it once per year. Okay, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh, next week we will go, forget it. This is a translation that Allah is making the bad deeds easy for you, and the good deeds difficult for you. So you are not one of the people of the happiness. Okay, so everyone has to evaluate his deeds to realize from now, still it is not too late, all praise to Allah. All my deeds, the deeds which are easy for me, which were easy for me today, are good or bad? Okay, when I want to recite the Quran, I recite or I feel I have headache, I will not recite later. I will call one of my friends and I will joke on the phone for half an hour. This is more nice for me, more easy for me. And I joked and I laughed for half an hour on that. I was laughing and laughing and laughing on the phone for half an hour. But recitation of the Quran, I didn't. When the time of prayer comes, oh, I was having, you know, some abdominal pain. I decided to pray after half an hour or after 1 hour. Then I take a nap, then I didn't pray. I will pray all at night, inshallah, inshallah. So it was not easy for me. Okay, the coming to the masjid was not easy for me. Recitation of Quran was not easy for me. Helping a sister is not easy for me. What is easy for me is are all the deeds which are against the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you are not one of the people of the happiness, or I am not one of the people of the happiness. So I have to, okay, have a time with myself. To ask myself, we will be questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment or not. We will be questioned. Whether we like it or not, whether we believe it or not, we will be questioned. Okay? So myself, can we tolerate eternal hellfire? Just a question. Okay? If yourself tell you, yes, we can tolerate eternal hellfire, no problem. This means that, you have mental problem. Yes? Why? Because if you just feel, you know, the fire, any minimal fire in this life, for seconds, okay, you will feel a lot of pain. Seconds. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, and as I clarified many times, the fire of the hellfire is to the power of 70 power. Of 70 of the worst fire on the earth. When you see the California fires, okay, multiply to the power of 70, this is eternal. For what? Who planned to have this destination is 100% a mental person. Okay? Why to destroy myself eternally? It is not few seconds, hours, days, weeks, months, eternal. Thousands and thousands and thousands for years. In this kind of hellfire, only Allah knows what is the hellfire. Only Allah knows. You know, we have some classes about it. You can't imagine it. Okay? I can save myself from all this torment. And I can have the paradise, which is the, no one can imagine what kind of blessing Allah is preparing only when I obey the commands, only when I am a true believer in Allah. I am a sincere believer. Oh Allah, I am a sincere believer. So before the month of Ramadan, before preparing ourselves just to recite the Quran routine and to fast routine and to give zakah routine, okay, we have to have time with ourselves, reflection, myself, whatever we are doing in our life is routine, meaningless. Where is the sincerity? Where is the true belief? Where is the link? Where is Allah in reality? Where is the day of judgment? Where is my good deeds? This has to be how I have to start to prepare myself to the month of Ramadan 2 weeks before the starting of month of Ramadan. Every night I have to tell to myself, we are not sure, number one, that we will reach the month of Ramadan of this year. I am not sure. Still there are around 13 days, something like this, or 2 weeks. Maybe I will die before the month of Ramadan. Month of Ramadan is the month of forgiveness. So maybe I will not get the forgiveness of the month of Ramadan. This is number one. Number two, I am not sure that I will get the blessings of month of Ramadan if I will start the month of Ramadan with the same attitude, routine, worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing alive in my spirit. Okay, I am not living the month of Ramadan with my spirit. I am just living the routine month of Ramadan. Stop eating at 5 o'clock in the morning. Eat at 7:30 or 8 o'clock this year at night. Recite the Quran while your mind is busy 100% with the worldly enjoyments. Okay, and just concentrate with Allah at the time of dua. When you start to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I want this and I want that, and give me this and give me that. This is the time of best relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give me, give me, give me. Yes. After dua, routine worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the life which we are supposed to live. This is totally opposite the reality of the goal of our creation. We are created in this life to have the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the link, I will have the clear belief. Through the clear belief, I will do the good deeds. I will enjoy the worldly life through my good deeds. So my godly life will be the rightest worldly life which Allah created us for. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't create us to give us hard time and to make our life misery or for a fun. No, there is a goal. Allah created us in this life, okay? This here. As Allah is saying, say, oh Muhammad, verily I am commanded to worship Allah with sincerity. He created us for that test. If you will worship Allah with sincerity, okay, you will have a very good worldly life because you will have your good deeds as your goal. So all the time you will be a human being, a true believer, sincere believer, doing good deeds day and night. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is the one whom he fulfills the goal of the creation, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Okay, but what? How we are living our life? Totally away from this reality. When we pray, routine prayers, like the computer. Okay, stand, surah al-fatiha, small surah, ruku' sujood, ruku' sujood. Where is your mind? Where is your spirit? With my kids, with my husband, with my dinner, whatever. With Allah? No. Excuse me. When you tell to the sister, did you enjoy the prayer? Oh, I enjoy it. Very good. If you enjoy the prayer will be the most beloved act to your heart, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they asked him, okay, what is the most beloved act to you? He said, prayer. Because this is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I am having the connection, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My heart is alive with this connection. Okay, so this is, you know, how we have to evaluate the truth before the month of Ramadan. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is clarifying again and again so that every one of us will be warned. This is a reminder. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is reminding us. Many times repeated in the Quran, Allah is clarifying that those whom they will lose themselves and their families on the day of resurrection, the losers, okay? They shall have coverings of fire above them and covering of fire beneath them. With this, Allah doesn't frighten His slaves. Oh, my slaves, fear me. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can warn us in this life more than that? When you recite these verses of the Quran, you have to be very thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to tell to yourself, oh Allah, all praise to you. You want me to fear you so that I will obey your commands, so that I will be saved from that fire, okay, which is having covering above covering, covering from above and covering from below. Can you imagine? It is not from above. Everyone is under the impression that the fire is always coming from above. But the hellfire is from above and from below. No escape from the hellfire. So who can tolerate this? Who is ready for this? If you are a believer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your Lord and the Quran is the book of the truth, okay, so you have to be ready for the day of judgment. You have to prepare yourself for the day of judgment. We are living this life as a test. Okay? Because on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will get my book, answering book, okay, my life, my records, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start, okay, to correct it for me. Wrong. What I'm supposed to say? All my deeds were wrong. Why? We didn't recite the Quran. Most of the Muslims recite the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Okay, this means that recitation in the month of Ramadan was having a problem for most of the people, except those whom they have the sincerity. I'm not generalizing. Okay, I am clarifying those. Those whom they have the sincerity, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know the goal of their life, they know the way of their life. Okay? But most of us, in reality, did we have sincerity? Everyone has to check himself before the month of Ramadan. This has to be the question which you ask yourself every night before you sleep, from today until the month of Ramadan comes. Myself, I am sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, I am a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Myself, I believe in the day of judgment. Myself, what I will do when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask me about my deeds. Where I will escape. Myself, there is no escape. Let us have a new strategy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us use the opportunity of the month of Ramadan to start a new relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, myself, let us be ready for the hellfire. That's it. Yes, clear message. If you are not clear, and if you are not trustful with yourself, with whom you are supposed to be trustful? Those whom they are not trustful with themselves, they are never trustful with the others. You have to know this. Okay? So, now, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, and to all the followers, so that they have to try to earn the sincerity. This is all, you know, because we are, the topic is the sincerity. Okay, So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, okay, say, oh Muhammad, okay, I worship Allah alone. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, he announced, I am addressing all worship to Allah, submitting myself to him. And as for the others whom they don't want to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to worship him, they will be the loser. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not responsible for any of us on the day of judgment. Okay, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قُلْ اللَّهُ أَعْبُدْ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ دِينِي. Say, oh Muhammad, Allah alone I worship by doing the deed sincerely for his sake. Prophet Muhammad said in the Quran. So it is the duty of every one of us to say it from the depths of the heart before the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, I worship you with full sincerity. I will do all my deeds to you with full sincerity. Okay, so the next question will be, how I can do all my deeds with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the answer is also from the Quran. All praise to Allah. All the rules are in the Quran, so that no one on the day of judgment can say to Allah, oh Allah, I don't have the knowledge. The knowledge was in the book of the answer. This is the book of the answers of the test of life. If you want to answer the questions of the test of our worldly life, open the book of the answers, you will find all the answers. Here is the answer. The answer is in surah number 6, Surah Al-An'am, verse number 162, 163, and 164.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul innani hadani rabbi.
Rabbi
162. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lah. وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل أغير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء وتكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون.
Okay. Say, O Muhammad, verily my salat, prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are for Allah, the Lord of the Alamin, mankind, jinn, and all that exists. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded, and I am the first of the Muslims. Say, shall I seek a Lord other than Allah, while He is the Lord of all things? No person earns any sin except against himself only, and no bearer of burdens shall bear the burden of another. Then to your Lord is your return, so he will tell you that wherein you have been differing.
So you see, this is the way to have the sincerity, okay, in our life and in all our deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, you see, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily my salah, my prayer, my sacrifice, my living and my dying are all for Allah. This is the definition, okay, of sincerity, okay, is that your salah, acts of worship, your sacrifice, or your living and the dying are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no partner, and of this I have been commanded. Okay, this is the most important. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a choice. A Muslim cannot choose to worship Allah or to have sincerity with Allah or not. No, it is not up to you to choose. This is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be a Muslim, to be a believer, to have the sincerity, your prayer, your sacrifice, or your living and your dying are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, this expresses complete dedication and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most absolute of terms. It combines obligatory and voluntary prayers, life and death. All is dedicated to Allah alone, the Lord of all the worlds. Now I will ask myself, and I want every one of you to ask herself this questions. Am I to seek a Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be my master?
While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who conducts my affairs and determine my course in life, am I to seek a Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I am accountable to Him for my intentions and actions? Am I to seek a Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when this whole universe is in His land and both you and I are sustained by Him? Am I to seek a Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when to Him we must return and face His reckoning of all that over which we are in dispute? Am I to seek a Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is the one who grants grace and forgiveness to all those who repent for their misdeeds? Am I to seek a Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I am in a test whether I am worshipping Him truly or not, this worldly life, the test? Am I to seek a Lord other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when I have all these indications, inspirations and evidence clarifying the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the only Lord of the universe? This is the reality of the sincerity, okay? Which is that you have to live your life having only one goal. Okay? To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have the right relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay? وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. I have created all the jinn and the mankind to worship me. To worship me is to follow my commands and to have the reward from me. I have created you, okay? To follow, to live with me. Okay, I am in this life. Okay, who is the one who creates me, owns me, give me everything up to Him? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one. Whom I will meet at the end? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is number two. Who will forgive my sins? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so I have to, who will give me the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be the top of everything in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be filling all my heart, all my spirit. When you tell me, what is in your spirit? I will tell you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filling my spirit, this will be translated to good deeds in the life. All the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am trying my best to follow it. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is filling my heart because I am a servant. Because I know why I am worshipped, because I am a sincere believer that there is one day I will meet Him. And before that, I am a sincere believer that all my affairs are up to Him. And I am a sincere believer that my kids, whom I love more than myself, are owned by Him. And He can get them back in any minute. I can return home now and I will not find a home, or kids, or wealth, or car, or anything. There was a hurricane on the other side of Houston, and everything returns to the owner. You don't have anything. Return to the east side of the masjid and do prayer for them. They all died. What about my future? Ask the owner. How I will live my life while I don't have anything? Now you have to believe that everything was alone. And Allah and a trust. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to take it back. Why they were in the masjid giving the class. Okay. Proof that you are a true believer in the reality. You see how life can be very difficult for us. Okay, but it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is giving us a chance after a chance to repent, to forgive, to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, this is the month of Ramadan, the biggest opportunity. Let us evaluate the reality, why we escape our reality. Can we escape meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can we escape being in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala day and night? Any one of us can tolerate the story which I mentioned now, that we return home, we find no home, no kids, no families, nothing. That's it. Start alone. Okay? Anyone can tolerate this? You don't have any money in your bag, even the credit card, whatever in the credit card is lost. You are alone with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You, at that minute, everyone has to ask himself or herself, I was a true believer. I was obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I was living my life with sincerity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah promised those whom they are obeying His commands that He will take care of them. And He will make for him sustenance from ways which they never imagined. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not put a burden on them which they cannot tolerate. So being a sincere believer is giving me, you know, the peace that so long as I am obeying His commands, He will not put any burden on me. He will always take care of me. Okay? I will be covered with His mercy all the time. So I cannot be out of the obedience for a second. I cannot live. All of this I have it in my spirit because I am a true believer in the reality, in the truth of the Quran. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every one of us will try to check this reality of the sincerity of the deeds and the relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with her own self. Forget about any other one in your life when you have your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because on the day of judgment, everyone will escape from you. None will give you any of their good deeds. Not because they are bad people, but because they are busy, okay, trying to get more good deeds for themselves. Everyone wants to save himself or herself. So when you try to evaluate your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially before the month of forgiveness. Okay, we are discussing this inshallah in the classes because this is the month of forgiveness. I have a very big opportunity. Inshallah, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala month of Ramadan that we all reach it and all the Muslim reach it so that we can try to become close to Allah so that we become sincere to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our acts. During these classes, inshallah, the weekly classes, we will learn how to be sincere in our prayer, how to be sincere in our dua, how to be sincere in our fasting, how to be sincere in recitation of the Quran, how to be sincere regarding our responsibility to our families and to others, how to be a sincere, living, true believer. This is the reality of the belief. If I want to say to myself, oh, praise to Allah, I am a true believer, I am a sincere believer, all these rules have to be clear in my mind and I am living my life practicing them. All praise to Allah. So we need to use the opportunity of the month of Ramadan to revise our relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to improve ourselves. Okay, to the level which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding us to be and also all the time to have the feeling that so long as I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am on the right path. So long as I am obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will have the tranquility and the peace and the real happiness. And Allah is the one protecting me, sustaining me, taking care of me. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we will do dua and inshallah next week we will start to study the sincerity in details. Okay, inshallah. Actually, I feel that because of the situation of the Islam all over the world, not in America, all over the world, okay, and because also of the the general feeling of the people on the earth, most of the people are not happy, most of the people are confused, most of the people, you know, they don't know what is going on around them. Okay, so month of Ramadan is a very big opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, I must use it so that after the month of Ramadan, I will be a new human being. I will be a true believer. I will be a sincere one. I will know where I am. I will know what is my way. I will know what is my goal. Then I will be practicing, okay, the true way of life. I don't want to be living my life while I don't know what kind of way I am living. I am following the truth or the falsehood. I am with the people. I am against them. Everything is all right. Everything is confusing. We don't know anything. Most of the people, 99%, no one knows now where is the truth. How to save ourselves personally, how to save our community, how to save our life. Okay, so let us take it serious so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. When you are serious regarding the issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you have the intention that, oh Allah, in reality I want to follow your path and I want to be close to you and I want to obey your commands and I need to have the sincerity, help me, oh Allah, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. But when this will be our top priority, okay, not our last or the least one, okay, it has to be the top. When someone will ask you why you look upset today, I will answer her because month of Ramadan is very close and still I don't have the feeling that this is the month of forgiveness and this is the month when the gates of the heaven will be open and the gates of the hellfire will be closed. This is not close to my heart yet. I don't have this feeling. I don't know why. So I have to try, okay, to become more close to the Quran, more close to myself, to check my relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to leave the month of Ramadan. I want to use this opportunity because I am not sure that there will be another month of Ramadan in my life. Maybe this is the last one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives many people in the month of Ramadan. I want to be one of them. I don't want to lose Ramadan. This is how we have to live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days. Okay, all the time I am thinking of this. Okay, and forget about others whom they evaluate month of Ramadan. It is the month of, you know, eating, and it is the month of sweets, and it is the month of social meetings, and whatever, you know, whatever falsehood the people are living. Whatever falsehood, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, inshallah, for that goal. And so long as we have this, inshallah, good intentions, you know, we have all the hope that the most merciful, inshallah, will help us. And let us make the dua together, inshallah. Oh Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Ameen. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor and from a change in your protection and from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell and from the torment of the grave and from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, truly we have wronged ourselves and none can forgive sins except you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to forgive our parents and all the Muslims. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.